The Source Engine's animation system is a powerful tool that lets us create animations procedurally instead of authoring each of them individually by hand. There are various reasons for doing this, which become clear when we consider the challenge of animating the jockey riding a survivor. From the start of the jockey's design, we wanted the survivor to be able to fight back to some degree. With that in mind, we decided it would be vital for the survivor to know the jockey's intent, regardless of how successful he was at acting on it. So even though you may be stuck against a table going nowhere with a jockey on your back, we want you to understand that the jockey is really trying to get you out that door at the end of the room, and around a corner where your friends can't help you. To accomplish this, we implemented a system of animation layers for the survivor that would work in conjunction with the jockey. These layers are attached to different controls that the code interacts with, called pose parameters. The first layer consists of the survivor's upper body from the waist up, which allows the survivor's reactions to work in sync with the jockey's motion. The second layer is the survivor's locomotion, constrained to the lower half of his body from the waist down. So, in the scenario we just described, when the jockey is in full control and has a clear path to the door, the code tells the upper body of the survivor and the body of the jockey to lean in that direction, and sets a pose parameter for the survivor's legs to move along that vector as well. However, things get more interesting when the survivor regains some control and steers himself to get stuck on the table. Even though you have stopped moving towards the door, we don't want the jockey's animation to suddenly sit straight up and give the impression he isn't still trying to steer you there. By splitting the survivor's animation into two different animation layers that we composite together, your upper body and the jockey can remain leaning towards the door, while the code tells the legs to stop walking because you're stuck on the table and can't advance. This robust system of procedurally compositing upper and lower body animation layers and position in real time, as we've shown in this case, saved us a lot of authoring time as well as memory inside the game, both of which are finite and very valuable on any project.